Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What up? Boom. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the holiday season is upon us. And for many of us, it means we're going to have 12... Well, for many of us, it means we're going to have 12 cheat days of Christmas when it comes to our diet. But don't freak out. Our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition have got you covered with Carb Defender. Now, Carb Defender is an amazing supplement that you take before you eat a high-carb meal to help reduce the negative effects of excessive carbohydrates. The holiday season is a perfect time to have some Carb Defender on hand so you don't lose all the progress you made in the gym. Combine Carb Defender with our best-selling Fat Burner X-Lean 5 for an ultimate fat-burning experience that'll be ready to attack 2024 in your best shape ever. Go to LegacySubs.com and use code K100 to get a 10% discount and help the show. K100 is the most used discount code at LegacySubs.com. We're very proud of our K100 fan for supporting Legacy and taking pride in their bodies. I'll be honest with you. Every holiday season, starting around Thanksgiving and stuff like that, I always put on about 5 to 10 pounds because I cheat far too much. So I have actually recently ordered my Carb Defender and the X-Lean 5. And come March, the weight will be back off, a little bit of exercise, keep the diet clean. Legacy Subs combined with good diet and exercise can't be healthy.
Well, this is one, they've been with us for years now. We've been doing, you know, great business with them. One of the biggest selling items is that natural testosterone booster. A lot of people have been really putting that over.
I hear about it all the time in the Discord, and just people on Twitter will hit me up and say, thanks for, you know, the recommendation and all that. People really dig this stuff.
It increases your strength, your energy, and your libido, improves sleep and well-being. And a lot of people really like the TEDx 9. What do you like, Joe?
I actually took Nick's advice, and I did add the Carb Defender. So I do the Carb Defender with the X-Lean 5 now. And between that and the other dieting stuff I'm doing and getting a little more exercise, you know, I feel tremendous and sleep's better. And you just, it makes you feel better overall. You drop a couple pounds, you don't realize, hey, that's why my back hurt, you know, or something like that. So this stuff has been a big help.
All right. So, you know, we always try to look after your well-being and your hygiene and your health. This is another example. Sponsor's been with us for a while. By the way, for those of you in the know, Nick Aldis is still on probation. That will never change. And get your supplements at Legacy Supps. Boom.
It's LegacySupps.com.
Boom.
Orgullosamente latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
We be
bumping.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
We be
bumping. Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
Just act like you know, and homie, stop rocking.
Don't be stopping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping. Rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Checkered up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feet up. Creased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot. Like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop. Straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Kelly to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, don't get sprayed.
We be dropping.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
We be dropping.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
I don't have the WWE Network, Joe, you know, because Dorian keeps asking me if I seen The Last Ride, which I haven't. Is there any way to get that?
The what now?
The Undertaker documentary.
But you gotta be a member of the network.
There's probably some. I'll look into it. One of those sites probably has it.
I'll send you an email to remind you. I'll remind you after the show.
It's pretty good, but I'm waiting once they get to the. Oh, yeah, you know what? I got it right here for you.
How many parts is it, Joe? Because it seems like they're doing a part every week.
Five parts.
Yeah, there's three parts out so far, and the final two come out in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Can you get that for me?
Yeah, I got it right here. I'll send it to you.
Thank you very much. Have you been watching that disco?
I just saw the first one. I was going to binge watch the others.
Have you been watching it, Joe?
Yeah, I watched it. Not like I had it on the background when I was doing some other stuff, but
so what is it? His whole career? Because my boss was the one that he says, "Have you seen it?" I go, "No." He goes, "Oh, I really like it. I want you to see it and give me your thoughts."
I just emailed you the link. No, it's like when he came back to Wrestle Roman a few years ago, and he was really disappointed at his performance, and then it's like he wasn't sure about his. He wanted to keep his legacy good, and should he come back, or is it really time to hang him up? And it's about him coming back and wrestling Shane and teaming with Roman, and then it's probably going to lead up to the match with AJ, but they're to the point now where it's probably going to be that match with Goldberg in Saudi Arabia, so that should be fun to watch them.
Now, have they shown the match where he lost with Brock or no? Or have they ever gone over the fact why they decided that Brock was the one to beat him?
Not in that, but I think he talked about that on Austin's WWE Network.
Why don't you watch it?
Why don't you quit being a dick? I'm asking him something, bro.
Oh, he's going to watch that, it. What are you going to do?
I can't ask.
It's entertaining.
How does that bother you if I ask him what it's about, Jack?
Because we don't have all day here.
Oh, but I got to wait for you when you go out to eat and you do this shit. You know,
what do you mean, wait? We waited 15 minutes for you today.
Okay, what's the problem?
Let's get started. I mean, you're asking him questions, they're going to spoil it for you. Just watch the show. It's an entertaining show.
Chill out, bro. It's not for you to fucking be upset about. I'm going to wait for you to say something stupid, and I'm going to come fucking in on you, bro.
There's a couple of funny questions in here today that are going to be entertaining.
Good. I'm going to bring please give me a reason to bury you today. I'll find a reason to bury you before this show's over.
That's
go
fine.
Ahead.
Oh, we have we get an ambush set up today for Klein.
Oh, yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
So
you and the ambush.
You wanted the we wanted the Illumination to come on and condemn him, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I'll
have to condemn Conan too.
I'm gonna have him
condemn my nuts. How about that?
So he comes on at 2:15, and I'll have him.
This is MLW Conan today.
He'll do like 10 or 15 minutes of the Master Public Minute, and then Illumination just gonna pop in. You know.
All right. Let's start.
It's 2:04.
Okay, let me just say one last thing without Disco getting mad because we're wasting time. Bro, did you see this thing yesterday on SportsCenter that I'd never seen before? It was Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon, and Patrick Ewing were in a dressing room. I'm going to assume it was an all-star game. Mm-hmm. I've never seen this, bro. And Hakeem is telling Jordan, he goes, "You've never dunked on me." And Jordan's like, "Are you sure?" And Ewing goes, "Yeah, you've never dunked on him." And they show this thing where he ducks on Olajuwon and tells him, "No, no, no."
Oh,
you just couldn't tell Jordan, right? You just couldn't, right?
I miss that.
Yeah. And bro, he even gave him the finger wag after he.
I've seen that clip before.
Bro, after he dunked on him, he went like that to him. No. That was incredible.
Was that before or after the conversation, though, I wonder?
After, because he hadn't dunked on him yet.
Oh, so that was the thing?
Yeah. So immediately he was already, all right, I've never dunked on you. We'll see. You know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah.
I read that in a book on Jordan years ago. Yeah.
But if you can watch yesterday's SportsCenter, it might be on YouTube. You'll see it, like they have the top 10 dunks of all time in the playoffs or something like that, and it shows it.
I want to talk first. So this is, here's the thing that everybody's got to really, if this is not a concern of yours, it should be, okay? In the upcoming election that's coming up, you know, you can hate Trump, you can like Biden, but let me tell you something. There's a lot of free speech issues now that are going to be paramount going into this, because a lot of these social media platforms are really starting to crack down and shutting people down. You know, and it's not like it's, you know, and if you're for the left on this, you know, you are for the suppression of speech, because they've got no problem to cancel, you know, going with the cancel culture and stuff and things. So if you're more of a free speech advocate, and if that's all you care about and stuff and things, you know, you really got to vote right wing in this, because like you know, Trump's trying to go after these platforms that are shutting people down. Like even Joe Rogan's leaving YouTube. And that's one of the issues Joe Rogan is leaving YouTube, is, you know, that he has issues trying to get people on his show sometimes. It's definitely like, you know, doesn't like he can see.
Did he actually say that?
He spoke to Tim Pool. This is a conversation through Tim Pool. But like that's one of the things is that these guys are worried because, you know, they're banning doctors. They're banning people. And they want to know if we bring this guy on, are we going to is the content going to be banned? Because you've banned this guy, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's an issue, you know.
Let me okay, real quick, Joe. Do you read a lot about politics? Because me and Disco are always talking about politics. Or were you already kind of a political creature before that?
Pretty much before that. I keep in on everything, you know.
Okay, so what is your thoughts on Biden and Trump?
I would not vote for Joe Biden.
All right.
You know,
why?
And it was the same thing four years ago. I knew I wasn't voting for Hillary Clinton. So it's just like certain people are not.
What is the reason?
I don't trust Biden. I don't trust his family. I don't think his mental capacity is there either. I just don't think that he was the right candidate. I'm not necessarily 100% for Trump, but I'm definitely 100% against Biden.
All right, you Disco.
I wouldn't vote for Biden, but I mean, in this climate right now, I wouldn't mind him. Like, I didn't mind Obama. I don't care who the president is. I'd vote for Trump. But right. If he loses, it's not really, it may have, but that's the thing. It may affect us. No, bro, let me tell you something. This is strange. And I don't know if it's got anything to do with any of my content that I have on this platform. But you know the gifts that I used to have where it's got La Parca hitting me in the back?
Yeah.
And it's got one of me dancing, doing the Macarena and everything. Bro, those have been taken off, the gifts of on social media. On Facebook, Twitter, they've been removed. I've been removed. My likeness has been removed from GIFs on Twitter and Facebook and Facebook Messenger.
Really?
Yep. That's I have weird. No idea. And here's I don't know what happened. Either they did it or somebody could have complained. You know, like there's some like somebody could have complained and said this is the, you know, and then got me kicked off. I have no clue what happened. But you can't.
I would love to know what the complaint was.
I have no idea. But it's not. First of all, I didn't even. It submit the GIF.
Right.
Like you could just search.
Right, me too. I saw a GIF of mine from Lucha Underground. I was like, how did they just get them and they use them?
Well, let's see. Maybe that's off too. Okay, hang on here.
Well, I just searched for WCW Disco Inferno and you're absolutely right, which is crazy.
I'm gone. And let's look Conan here. I'm going to search Conan. Conan WCW. See if you're on here.
I think mine was from Lucha Underground, the GIF.
I'll be honest, there's one from LAX.
Yeah, shut up, random white girl, but, number 5.
Yeah, but there's not a lot here. You may have been taken off this, too.
But when you search for Conan and you, flares everywhere somehow.
Yeah, flare, they got, yeah. But didn't you used to have gifts on here, right?
Yeah, I had one from Lucha Underground. No,
you know, this is an issue.
This one.
People can literally carry us like this. So this is like, that this is not there. A, like we're on a public forum here. We're doing this. And like, I wonder if people can literally just have, you know, if you go through, like, if we're like breaking their terms of service and we don't even know it, or somebody can complain and stuff. And they, I mean, who knows what can happen?
Yeah. It's almost weird. It's like, I remember one time, I never ever read like my Wikipedia because it's so fucking long, and some shit in it is wrong. I don't know. I don't even know who put it up. But yeah, anyway,
people can go in there and change it.
Right, and that's weird because one time they had something wrong, and I asked Kevin Kleinrock. I go, "Yo, Kevin, can you make sure this is rectified? Because somebody told me this is on my Wikipedia, and this is absolutely wrong." And he tried to go in there, and if you had to identify yourself, and they had to, it was a fucking pain in the ass to get into my own. So I tried to get on there to rectify it, and I couldn't. It was a pain in the ass, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do other people get on there and add shit? Because I see shit added on there all the time.
Yeah. I don't
very
know.
Weird. It's very weird.
It is. It's strange.
Yeah.
Every day, we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you are ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Tax day is coming.
Oh, no.
But if you sign up for Robinhood Gold's IRA with a 3% match, you can get up to $195 for the 2023 tax year.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up at Robinhood.com/boost by tax day to get the biggest contribution match on the market. Subscription fees apply. You know you got the
most. Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
There's one thing I want to talk about here, because this is a thing that made it – the story getting way too much, you know, play on. Did you see the thing about the chick in the park that was walking her dog?
Yeah.
And the guy – okay.
Yeah.
And, like, everybody – bro, like, this is my issue with stuff like this.
Now, was that guy that was recording, was he black?
He was black.
Yeah.
Okay. So – and then they have the story. The lady is just sitting there alone in the park. She's got her dog off the leash. And the Daily Mail actually has the whole story. All we see is – mostly I think it's just the clip, right? But there's an actual story behind that. Like, they actually interviewed the guy and said everything over. But, like, basically he approached her, hey, put your dog away. They started changing words. She says, look, this other part where I usually run my dog is closed. And, like, so she's, you know, so then the guy starts, you know, they start exchanging words. And, like, she tells him to, like, that, you know, quit bothering
her.
He says, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And he reaches in, he starts, and then, like, supposedly what he was, like, trying to pull some treats out of his, like, we don't see this, but he supposedly pulled some treats out for her dog and, like, to get it on. She's like, get away from my dog, right? So now the guy is, like, starting recording, and she says, I'm going to call the police. I'm saying, you know, the board is probably racist behavior by the girl, but.
Very.
But the thing about this is, though, is nobody is bringing this up that, like, you know, okay. We're looking at it from – as soon as she says something like that, it's like we're losing sight of what's actually going on here, right? A girl is alone in the park with her dog. She's approached by a guy, and now the guy is kind of harassing her a little bit, and now he's starting to record her. All right. Like, I'm a grown man, but I could see – put yourself in a single woman's shoes out there that's by herself and stuff, and there's just the two of them, and wonder, like, you know, like we're demonizing her reaction, but like – I don't know how I would react if I was her. Like, she made a mistake, obviously, you know, and stuff. And like the way she reacted, she shouldn't have done that. You just calling 911. But bro, it's like they're coming out of this story, and this girl's just been brutalized on social media because they decided to post this incident on social media.
She got furloughed.
Just a girl that left her. She left her apartment to go walk her dog, and now all of a sudden. She's demonized. She's a celebrity on Twitter. Now everybody knows who she is and stuff. She has to apologize. Her work is – and like everybody's – I'm reading stories like this is Christian Cooper. This is the guy that filmed the girl. What a great man he – and I'm like, come on. I'm like, what the F is going on here?
Okay. You know? What did you think when you saw that, Joe?
Oh, I didn't watch the clip. I've just seen tweets about it and stories and whatnot. I did see – like, I watched it with the sound off, so I saw her drag the dog by the collar, which seems to be a lot of people's problems.
Well, he's got the dog's off the collar, so she's holding the dog now because, like, the dog was straight in the open, but it's off the collar, okay? So everybody – like, so this is a minute-and-a-half clip.
Didn't I read they took the dog away or she had to give the dog up already?
They took the dog away now, too. And I was like, bro, this girl left her house to go walk a dog. And now her life is like in ruin, you know, and I'm like, people are kind of cool with that. And I'm like, you know, the girl made a mistake. And now the price she's paying for that mistake is like really, really ridiculous. And people are cool with it.
Okay, let me ask you a question, because this is a part I didn't get too much, okay? Mm-hmm. Wasn't she kind of mad because I think the guy maybe didn't have a mask on or something? Because she was telling him, get away from me, stay away from me. What was she mad about?
Because the guy was like calling the dog over there. I guess he was like approaching, like he had treats for the dog.
Okay.
So he was like approaching, trying. So she's like, get away, you know?
Right.
You know, you know, like he's trying to be nice.
Right.
But she didn't know how nice this guy, because like, bro, it's just, you know, it's, I mean, you know, we're not really looking from the POV of the girl. You know, right. You're in the parking, like a guy's kind of like, you know, I mean, what do you think? You know, I don't know, you know?
Here's what I thought. They're in a park. They're not in an alley. They're not anywhere where they're alone, where the guy could, you know, they're in a fucking big park where there's probably other people around, mm-hmm. either in their car, in their bike, walking, doing something. So it ain't like they're alone. If the guy's giving treats to the dog, he's not being a dick and he's not harassing her. When she started going, you know, what I call white girl overboard, because white girls start screaming and I love this. Did you see the one where this fat white chick was going, she was going to the officer, you won't touch me.
Yeah,
you won't touch me. And he just kept, and he just fucking tasered her. And I was like, good. You fucking deserve that shit. So, you know, she thinks like, oh, I'm white. I'm a woman. If I start screaming, nobody's going to do shit to me because nobody wants to deal with a fucking, you know, loudmouth woman, right? Well, he wasn't harassing her. He's trying to give treats to the dog. And she immediately, I'm going to tell him that an African-American man is harassing me, is bothering me. I'm going to tell him. He was like, go right ahead. And he was filming her. You know, she was trying to let him know, hey, everybody knows that if I call the police and I say an African-American is harassing me, they're probably going to come down here real quick and probably not make life very good for you. She was being a bitch and she deserves everything she got. She should have thought before she did that. So
You got no problem with it. You blasted on social media for the whole world to you got no problem with that.
She shouldn't have done that.
Let me be honest. Let me tell you here. You're cool with random people bro, if you like make a mistake in life, like we're going to start recording. Now it's the outrage culture, the cancel culture, and the recording culture.
Right.
We can just take random people just off the streets and just say, oh, this person's doing this. Hey, let's put this person on blast. You don't know anything about the person. I'm just saying this is a societal argument for me, not for this specific instance.
I don't care if the girl, if she was the mother of the year, teacher of the year, and she's the head of the Girl Scouts. At the end of the day, what she did in that moment, she was trying to scare this guy off and being a bitch with him and saying, I'm going to call the cops if you don't leave me alone. When the guy was not harassing her, you know, at no time was he combative. At no time did he lose his temper. At no time did he do anything. She was the one freaking out and calling the cops. And, you know, she deserved what she got. Next time she won't do it. And if she knows she's being recorded, you know, why is she lying? She was like, oh, I'm being harassed by this African American. He wasn't harassing her, bro. You know,
do you think the punishment? Well,
I have zero problem. I hope something like that happens to you. I've been arrested. I've been in jail. I hope it happens to you. I hope there's a spot where
the punishment now is demonization by everybody in the world.
Let me tell you something. Okay, let me just say something. You're generalizing. I'm taking that case by case. In that case, what happened right there, she deserved everything she had because she knew he was recording and he was going to fucking put it out there that she was lying and fucking making this.
The guy's been recording her first. That's the whole thing. He starts recording her first because she's starting to freak out.
I better record this so I have proof. So it isn't a white woman's word against an African-American guy's word that usually they take her word over ours. So I'm going to record this shit. So I have zero fucking problems, bro. Right. Zero.
Well, if that's the culture we're getting into, we're cool with living disco. I don't think that's cool.
Okay. Well,
I think that's a really societal problem that we have that now we're in the cancel culture, the outrage culture, recording culture, Nobody knew who this chick was when she walked out of her thing to walk her dog. Nobody knew who this guy was. If she wouldn't have done what she did, nobody would know who she was.
But that's a very good thing, Disco. Let's have our listeners write into us and let us know who.
Just look on Twitter. There's about 20% thinks it's not thinks that basically the punishment doesn't fit the crime here. 80% of the people are cool with it. They think because well, like, but okay. Here's all I would say is
I want to hear from our listeners.
But here's my point. This is my point. Yes. And I've always said this a bunch of times.
Right.
Is if you want to judge people, okay, for everything that they do in their lives, start in the mirror and start with that person right there.
That's okay? Absolutely true. But right, if so you're gonna, okay. But while you're looking in the mirror, also be accountable for your fucked up actions. All right. What she did was fucked up, and she's paying for it more than she should. But she shouldn't have done it. And we wouldn't be talking about this. I'm gonna give you an example. Something that just happened in AAA, bro. And this is a real big deal. We're starting to have that little problem with Becky Lynch. We've got a couple girls pregnant. Right. How do you deal with that? Do you put a non-pregnancy clause in their thing? Which, you know, what do you do with that? That's something that we have to deal with. But now here's another big thing that's happening in Mexico. People are hacking girls' phones. And a couple of our big stars have come out in newspapers like Half Nude. And now they got like this video of some other girl. And so, you know, the girls are super pissed. You know, they're like, well, you know, can we sue these guys? And I go, well, here's the problem. The guy that put it up there, the people that are putting up your photographs for other people to see, what a fucking scumbag. But if you didn't give them those armaments, they wouldn't have any armaments to put up there. Yeah. So quit fucking sharing, you know, sharing your phones with people.
You shouldn't even have these pictures on your phone.
Right.
It's like if you don't, like I'm saying, this thing is compromised.
Right.
If it's not connected to your body.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like if you leave it laying down here, if you leave it here, if you, you know,
you think you erased stuff on this, it's on there forever. Yeah. They use this to follow you. They can see you through this little thing right here. Intelligence agencies, hackers, and your computer too, bro.
Yeah.
But they're young. They're like 21, 22, 23 years old. I'm like, bro, you guys grew up in the technological age. You should know better than this. You know,
if you want pictures, take the Polaroids and tuck them under your clothes in your drawers, you know, in your room. If you want to hide them and everything, because out here it's compromised. You know, that's why I've never had anything on my phone that if somebody got it, that they say, oh, look at this, you know, because you never know, you know, I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Yo, guess what?
What up?
K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed.
Yes.
Want to hear about it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Get Blitz was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South, plus Courtney. She's the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC, not the garbage they sell in the gas stations. It's very potent, like THC on steroids, like super potency, and has a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. And it's perfect for the weekend, relaxing, for a party. There's no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, or you can mix it with water, soda, juice, energy drink, whatever you want. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. So you can go to getblitz.com, that's GETBLITZED.com, and use the code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That's not, you know, that's a pretty decent little discount there. I tried it, incredibly relaxing. I used to sometimes, after work, I would do a shot of bourbon after work to like wind down before I go to sleep. That's all I do now is get blitzed. Mm-hmm. Relaxing, chill, it's perfect.
What do you usually drink it with?
I just drink it out of the thing. I just do a shot. Like,
wow, it's hardcore. You know,
not really. It's just like a quick little, a quick split. Like, I know what a teaspoon is.
Yeah, yeah.
So
drink a teaspoon of it. Yeah,
right,
I like to mix it.
Right.
How about you, Joe?
I mixed the cherry one with Coke or Sprite. And actually, I'll have a gummy or something here and there. I'm not a big smoker, but the Get Blitzed, I've already ordered my second bottle. Like, it's that enjoyable. You put your little spoon into a glass of soda, and you know, you're just sipping, relaxing, playing a game, or you know, even editing or anything. And it works, dude. You chill, and I wound up doing it a few nights a week. It's good stuff.
I can't imagine anybody that tries this won't have 100% satisfaction from the product. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GETBLITZED.com. That's GETBLITZED.com. And use our code K100 to get 50% off. Order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or at K100Questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 50% off with the code K100 at getblitzed.com.
You just want to get baited, you just want to relax, or you just want to get blitzed? Boom. Getblitzed.com.
So this is the first one's from Hughie. Okay, and the
second. All right, wait 1 second. Let me just say this right off the bat. If this is in any way stupid or unfunny, this may be the last submission you throw in. Go ahead.
Okay. So according to Taz versus Triple H. So according to Taz, unlike Triple H, Cody Rhodes puts people over. He does? Like who? Cody Rhodes has lost matches to people, but then they don't get moved up the card. Well, Triple H, while it usually happened at WrestleMania, did put people over. Benoit, Reigns, Rollins, Daniel Bryan, etc., all got made by Triple H. Do you think that this is a case of Taz being a company man, or is this some long-standing heat between the two of them? P.S. Conan's – oh, gee, oh God. P.S. Conan, Sunny is back out of jail again and posting photos of herself in her XL panties online. You got any good stories about her over the years? P.P.S. Conan – Henry Hubbard said that those Mexican guys had to suck your, you know what, WCW. True.
Yeah.
That is okay. That is okay. You can do that.
This guy's stupid.
Yeah. All right. But I will say
this may be your last letter, dude.
Conan,
let's make it his last letter.
Yeah, we might have to ban him from the mailbag. I didn't see this Taz and Cody Triple H stuff, but everybody always gets on Triple H for stuff because it's just a punching bag for WWE. I don't see any of this. Do you see any of this?
No. The other and. That is right. Husey's right there. Triple H did put over Benoit, Mania, Reigns, Rollins, Bryan, and Batista, too. He made Batista, right. You know, Orton.
Yeah, those guys got elevated. So I don't know. Yeah. It's kind of like Taz is being kind of – bro, these ECW guys are getting a little mouthy on the internet lately. Have you seen that? Where Bubba Ray – Bischoff was talking about how, like, the NWO and the Attitude Era, like the things. And, like, Bubba Ray was trying to say that ECW, like, was the beginning of the – like the Attitude Era and the NWO stuff and everything. And I'm like, no, it wasn't. Like the NWO was was the start of everything. We never looked back. When we were in ECW or WCW, we didn't really look at ECW saying we want to do that.
Okay, I will say this because I was in ECW during that time. ECW really was the first one that kind of started that gritty shit, you know. But the NWO didn't look at ECW for that. If you remember, they looked at Japan for that, and then they did their own shit, you know? Right. So don't take credit for NWO. Take credit for all that other shit because Paulie was so way ahead of his time, and what they were doing was just raw. Bro, they was the first – when you went to a show and, you know, you could hear – I'd never heard like – but remember, let the bodies hit the floor. He'd always have great hip-hop music, great rock music, like – he just had his pulse on what was fucking cool, bro. Right, the lesbian angle, the tables, the everything.
But it was still a niche audience Chalibra. At the time. That's the only problem. Yeah. So here's the thing: is like they were trying to say that like that led to the Attitude Era. And I'm like, bro, Russo's been on record like said this a million times. When he was in WWE, when he was starting right for the WWF, when he was starting right for the WWE, he was looking at what WCW was doing. Like with the NWO, he thought that was the edgy stuff. He wasn't looking at ECW. When ECW,
what was he looking at? I didn't hear you too well.
And NWO, like he was looking at the because we were killing it, you know. Like we were like this super. It was like cool. It was like, you know, it was edgy. All the crowd had NWO shirts on. It's like he was looking at that.
As a matter of fact, if you remember, they ended up, doing a funny parody of NWO with the BWO.
Right. Yeah. So when the Attitude Era started. Like I think those ECW guys think that they took the Attitude Era came from ECW. It's like, bro, the Attitude Era stuff that the ECW stuff is when they started taking the ECW stuff and putting them on their show. Like when Bubba Ray came on the show, the Dudleys came on the show, and were putting the 80-year-old woman through the table. You know, so that was like the edgy. That was different. You know, so it was like, you know, but then they actually had those guys on the show. It's like they weren't stealing the stuff; they were bringing them in. You know,
like when they brought Public Enemy in, they were breaking tables. They'd never seen that in WCW. Right. No. But I know this for sure, bro, because we hung out with NWO a lot. They never watched ECW, bro. They had no idea what was going on over there.
As a matter of fact, and I don't even tell people this, it's like I was one of the guys in the locker room that was saying this. I thought it was stupid they were taking chair shots at one and putting their hands up. Because I thought it looked stupid. I'm like, somebody's going to hit you with a chair. Your natural reaction is going to be to put your hands up to protect yourself, and they weren't doing it. And I was saying, I thought that looked dumb. You know, so it's like, and it did
but
look
that got
dumb.
Over with their fans. So that's
with their fans,
did.
Right.
And when you're young, you're just trying to get over, bro.
Right.
Just like. You know, we were talking about all these podcast marks that just do stupid shit to get noticed because they're trying to get their shit in and get over and get noticed. Yep. You know,
I think what Bubba means.
And by the way, real quick, this will be your last letter, Hughesley. Go ahead.
Banned. I don't think Bubba means necessarily that ECW inspired the NWO. I think what he means is that ECW was the first company to really go for that 18 to 34 male that we always talk about. While they were going for that and playing and grunge that's what he and rap said. And whatever. Yeah.
Well, here's what he said. Let me finish what he said. Yeah. He also said, he goes, people are still chanting ECW today. I'm like, yeah, because that was like a chant. Nobody chanted WCW. That was never a chant. You know, so it's like, that's because people still chant that today. It's just like, bro, you can get 3 marks in the crowd that light and start chanting ECW and you'll get about 100, you know, fans will start chanting it with you. It's like, it's not like a thing where like,
yeah,
they're mantra invades the audio.
I just think that their fan base always saw that they stayed true to their formula where mm-hmm. WWE has done so much shit that's made you, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, alienated you, bro. They did, like I said before, and it's funny. They, by mistake, bro, started their own competition. As far as all those fans that are in AEW, they're all like fans that don't want, that didn't want to watch WWE, or maybe they were fed up with them. You know what I'm saying? And this is the alternative.
Yeah. So the next one is from Ahmad Ayamuddin. Kind of a weird.
That's a first.
Subject is Heyman and TNA. Hey guys, Yusef from Los Angeles here with the first ever email to the program. Love the show and thanks for keeping us entertained during these crazy times. My question for you all. During a shoot in a few years ago, Happy Heyman talked about how he almost joined TNA during the Spike TV days, but it fell apart because Dixie Carter was not ready for his help. Quote, that was a quote. Do you guys have any insight as to why two sides couldn't come to an agreement? Something tells me it's more of Dixie Carter being a total effing idiot who would rather pay Hogan and Bischoff millions to run a company into the ground versus bringing someone in who could actually make the program successful. Bischoff creating the dollar store knockoff of the NWO, Aces and Eights, just to get his son on TV was all you need to know about his intentions. How do you think a Heyman-led TNA on Spike would have done? Thanks for asking my questions, and a happy late 420 to Conan. You said from Los Angeles. I got a little insight to this. Yeah. Russo was the guy that actually had the conversation to bring Paul in. And from my understanding of having this conversation with Vince, I think we actually did it on his podcast, Heyman wanted control. And
he was not ready. He wanted part of the company. He wanted part ownership.
Yeah, so whatever he wanted what Dixie wouldn't give him. Yeah. That basically was it. Like, he wanted too much.
Right. And I also remember during that time that he wanted to get rid of a lot of the TNA guys that Dixie liked.
Yeah, anybody over 40 at the time.
Right, and he wanted to bring in Kurt Angle and Daniel Bryanson.
Yep. Yeah.
And I think he also wanted to bring in Jim Ross, I think.
Right.
And, or did they talk to Jim Ross?
I'm
going to bring this up. We're going to have Vince on later, right?
We'll discuss that.
We'll discuss that with him and see what the deal is with. Yeah.
Because I even remember when Jeff Jarrett, when Toby Keith was interested in getting the company,
right.
One of the things was like you had to keep her on, right? And I think she had to have like an on-air role. So she'd marked out completely for herself instead of saying, let me give this to somebody that knows what the fuck they're doing. You know right. what I'm saying? Fuck what I want. Let's, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, yeah, that's what I know about that. But, okay. And of course, Paul would have done great.
Another right. big change was his like lieutenant.
So Paul would have worked with, huh?
His like lieutenant would have been Gabe Sapolsky. If you remember, he was going to bring Gabe in and it would have been Paul and Gabe, you know, running the company.
So then Gabe would have just ripped off all the young guys back then. Nothing.
Paul and Vince Russo would have worked really well together. Because
New Yorkers are both kind of come from the same background.
You could have actually let Paul write the show and book the show. And Vince would have helped produce talent, like been a producer, because that's what Vince did a lot of, is producing the interviews and stuff.
Right.
I think they would have actually worked pretty well, you know? Next one's from Carlos Hernandez. Subject is thinking in terms of heel and babyface. Hi guys, hope you all are doing good. I've been sending a lot of emails lately. Hopefully that doesn't get me heat. Whenever I'm watching old stuff on WWE Network and my mom sits down to watch with me, he's gonna lose his mom. The first thing she asks me is,
"Bro, that guy could be."
The first thing she asks me is, "¿Quién es el malo?" As in, who is the bad guy? For our non-Spanish speakers and people who may be of less intellect, such as the person who is reading this email when y'all record the episode. This guy tried to say, I know what that means, ¿quién es el malo? Because I know what ¿quién es más macho means, who is more macho.
Right.
I feel that she asked because she wants to know who to root for and doesn't want shades of gray. Two questions for everyone. Do you think promoters, wrestlers, and other people in pro wrestling still think of matches and angles in terms of heels and baby faces? Is this a lost art or concept? Thank you for reading. I don't think the promoters do. The promoters today think about, let's get two guys on the show to have a good match. like two. They don't think of the old school formula of heels and baby face. But if you're going to do weekly television, you need good guy versus bad guy. You know, you're still doing that in AAA, right, Conan?
Always, bro. It's easy. I mean, yeah. I mean, what, you know, you can't, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's easy. It's tried, true, and tested. When you got tweeners or you got two baby faces, it's very hard to get into the match. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is a loss. So it is a lost art and a lost concept. That is true. The next one is from Matt Wilson, and the subject is question. The question is for Disco. Disco, Starrcade 99, the Mama Luke's put you in a body bag, and you were squirming for your life in there. I could even hear you screaming to let you out. It looked like an audible was calling to let you out before throwing you in the trunk of a car. I'm assuming you were supposed to be in the body bag while thrown in the trunk. Could you really not breathe? And so if why did you do a dry run before the show in the bag? We didn't have time, and yes, it was a shoot. I got petrified.
Wow.
Because the air was very – when they zipped it up – the air was very warm and like, you know how like you're in fresh air and then you zip it up and you're in like, it felt like I didn't know, you know, I've never had that happen. So I felt like it was suffocating or I might be suffocating. Mm. So I did get kind of like freaked out, you know, cause I didn't know how long I was going to be in there, you know? And like, that's absolutely true. I was like, I was freaking out cause I was in the body bag.
If it was me, I would have left you in there just a little longer.
Of course you would have, because you would have you thought it was a better spot if I just suffocated, right?
Well, not to death, but, you know, just a nice scare, you know.
The next one's from Jared Smith.
Just till you turn blue, nothing. Yeah.
Subject is Chris Jericho's heat with Scott Hall. Hey, K-Dog and DEI, my question is about a backstage incident between Scott Hall and Chris Jericho in WCW. Is there some truth that Hall threatened Jericho by saying that he will end, as quoted, his quote-unquote, his little Terry Taylor push, unquote? I read Jericho stood up to him after being convinced to do so by Scott Norton. Thanks, guys. Love your show. That story is 100% true. Yeah. And Jericho was not the only guy that Scott Hall rubbed the wrong way. He was constantly ribbing on the square, shoot ribbing you, saying stuff to you he really shouldn't be saying everything. But he was always just trying to get, he was always trying to push everybody's buttons all the time.
And that's
like he was, you know.
That story was from Jericho's first book because I remember it. But I always thought it was weird that. If he didn't like Jericho or those guys had a problem, why didn't he put him over on TV? Because I remember he put Chris over, like, randomly when he had just come into the company, you know, and Jericho beat him with a small package or something like that, real quick.
Scott always acted like a dick backstage, mostly. If he liked us. He wouldn't, like, rib us, but he was always just trying to push guys' buttons for some reason. I don't know why, you know? He's always been like that.
And I think that... that came from the fact that he was able to do it in WWE, and then he was able to do it in – bro, they had a lot of power, you know, right. And he'd bury everybody. I remember we'd be sitting – I didn't even know this motherfucker, and I was like, bro, I'm already going to get heat with this guy, but fuck it. So we were in a bar, and fucking, Scott just kept burying Atom Bomb. What's his real name?
Brian Clark.
Which I ended up having problems with him again later on with whoever this fucking partner was, Klondike or
Crush, Brian.
They were Chronic. Yeah.
Chronic, yeah.
Right.
So we're there and he's going, bro, you gotta be a fucking mark to he goes, this fucking mark right here, tattooed, what was his name in WWE? Atom Bomb?
Atom Bomb, yeah.
Atom Bomb. He goes, he tattooed Atom Bomb and he showed it to me and he goes, and got no push. What a fucking mark. Now he's gotta sit with this fucking Atom Bomb tattoo. And I'm thinking to myself, bro, this guy's got to be fucking wanting to kill Scott, you know? But, you know, if you touched Scott back then, you were going to get fired.
Right.
You know? And so.
Until Scott pissed off Eric, finally.
Right.
Scott pissed off everybody until he even pissed,
bro,
pissed
one
off
time,
Eric.
One time. This
pissed
is,
off Kevin.
This is what he told. He told us one time. He goes, we had a lot of heat. Me, Scott, and Kevin, like them two together and me separate. Okay. And he had us together and he goes, you know what? This is why I love Scott. He goes, you know what? I'm going to send you to the most fucking remote part of the United States. And he named some fucking city, I think in Alaska. He goes, and I'm going to send you there for a fucking autograph signing and see how you like it. He goes, cool. We're over in Nome, Alaska.
I got an update on Twitter.
that was hilarious.
Do you guys want a live Twitter update?
Yeah.
Okay. So so somebody tweeted. Let me see this tweet. Okay. So Lance Storm tweeted, Okay, now but let's point out Landstorm has done drive by tweets at me on Twitter before. Is that accurate?
We've seen years, this before, correct? For a long time.
Yeah, right. I'm a big
for a long
fan.
Time. Okay, where he says we're actually when these no fans at the show started, he mentioned he threw me out there. Like,
yeah, yeah. He said you're used to that.
Right. Right. Okay.
Right. It came out of nowhere too. So
came out of nowhere.
They are drive bys. Yeah.
Came out of nowhere. So Landstorm tweeted today. I don't remember the last time I trained this hard and this consistently. By the time this quarantine is over and I'm going to be in the best shape I've been in close to a decade, training keeps me sane. Somebody responded, I know you're downplaying another match, but is it true Jericho wants his last match to be against you to bookend his career? Hope you're well, Lance. Stay safe. Love from the UK. Then Lance quoted the tweet and said, we both talked about doing that. So I guess him and Chris have talked about that's his last match.
Right.
So here I came out of nowhere from around the corner with the what's the Nancy Kerrigan thing where she came from behind the curtain like,
yeah, you know, like Tonya Harding with the pipe.
Tonya Harding. So I finally get my
your boyfriend. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. So I tweeted, we both talked about doing that. So I tweeted, might as well do it now when there are no fans at the shows. It would draw the same house regardless. Okay. So instead of just like no selling it because that's my receipt,
right?
You know what Lance says, yeah, because Jericho has never drawn before. You're such a putz. Would you give it? So you said, would you agree that I get to raise my hand on this one as a good receipt?
But here's one that I just thought was hilarious, and it's your boy, bro. I love this guy to death because he's a legend in his own mind. There's a tweet here from your boy Donald J. Trump, which Lance Storm had to answer, of course, because he's probably triggers.
Him. Yeah, yeah, he hates him.
You know, and so you know, I love when he goes, "I'm a very smart guy." You know, right. Listen to this. This is humble brag and just Trump to the best. He goes, "The people that know me and know the history of our country say that I am the hardest working president in history." Listen to this. I don't know about that, but I am a hard worker and have probably got more done in the first 3.5 years than any president in history. The fake news hates it. What a great tweet.
Bro, these people still don't realize he's like pressing everybody's buttons. And so, like, then these guys respond. Like, you know, they have to respond to his tweet. Like, that's hysterical.
Well, real quick on the Storm Jericho thing, just to plug the Patreon. You know, in Lance Storm's old retirement match, he wrestled Jericho at ECW One Night Stand, and we actually did a watch-along of that match on Patreon.
Oh, that's right, we did.
Yeah, yeah.
That was his retirement match?
In his original retirement match for Lance Storm in 2005, yeah, was at ECW at the Hammerstein Ballroom.
He retired 15 years ago?
The first time. Yeah.
He decided to do the Terry Funk retirement thing where you retire like once every year and just so you come back.
Yeah, Lance pretty much retired, but then he did some matches with Ring of Honor in like 2010 or something. But he's pretty much been done.
Interesting. Okay, next is from Durbin. Subject is fake stings. Good day, Conan and Disco. Just watched the October 13th, 1997 Nitro. During the final segment, there were like 10 fake stings trying to enter the ring. Most of their wigs fell off after they got attacked by a very jacked up Conan and the rest of the NWO. One of the imposters got their mask knocked off, and as he rolled out of the ring,
what did he say about me?
Very jacked up Conan. He's enamored with your
show.
Traps and
not
so
going
yeah.
On
this
show.
Is
that's bro,
very
that's
weird.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Show.
One of the imposters got their mask knocked off, and as he rolled out of the ring, I thought it might be Disco. Glenn, did you play a fake sting that night or ever? Who do they usually get to play fake stings, local extras or mid-carders? That's from Mike Durbin. First of all, I'm very surprised that Mike Durbin watched something that was not women's wrestling because he's has stated that that's right. All he watches, which is kind of weird. No, I never did that. They would always have mid-card guys or local job guys doing that, or even like extras. They're just warm bodies to put under the fake stings. So do you remember that, Conan?
No.
Yeah, it's interesting.
You?
No, I mean, I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen a clip of it on YouTube recently, but I don't remember it when it happened. So, next one, Durbin has some weird questions, doesn't he? He's like very obscure in his.
But
questions.
At least he doesn't try to be funny like the
schmuck Hughie,
and say stupid shit.
Next one's a Renegade Man 83, and the subject is Sawyer Madman Fulton. Hey guys, I just want to ask what your opinions on Madman Fulton's time since arriving in Impact Wrestling. Also, do you think WWE should have done more with him when he was in WWE NXT? Because a guy has so much potential, especially a man his size who is 6'8". He was in two different storylines in NXT. One is him teaming with Angelo Dawkins, where they keep losing the match, where Dawkins gets the pin and him being frustrated with the loss. The other with him being a member of Sanity for a few weeks before being energy and replaced by Killian Dane. Both times they never fully developed the storylines, and both times never gave an explanation or given Fulton a chance to shine or develop his character. I was hoping they could have done something with Sawyer, Fulton, and Sanity after he turns from injury but was cut loose by the WWE before giving him a chance. But he seems to do well in the indies and taking the Fulton name that was given by the WWE. I got one word to sum this whole email up. Who? I don't know. Do you know any of these guys that hit their podcast right now?
You should have seen him because he was in probably an Impact when you were there. He was a Sammy Callahan's group. The tall guy.
Oh, that's a big guy. I think they just brought him in.
Oh, yeah, he's got the dreads.
Right. So that's him.
OBE. I never saw him in WWE. I don't know what the fuck he was doing there. What name did he have there? Fulton, too? They let him keep his name?
Sawyer? It says Sawyer.
Killian. I don't know. Here are the names. Here are the names. I've known no idea. Okay. Madman Fulton.
Right. That's the guy in Impact.
Okay. Angelo Dawkins.
That's the black guy from the Street
so
Profits.
He was Sawyer. Okay. He was Sawyer Fulton.
He's a thin guy. The thinner guy. In you know NXT. How there's a thin guy and a chubby one? Yeah.
Okay, I remember Sanity because Eric, what's his name?
Yeah, Eric Young was in it.
Eric Young was in it. Yeah. And Killian Dane?
Yeah, no, he was Sawyer Fulton in NXT. So now he's still Fulton, but in NXT, he was Fulton. Yeah, yeah.
All right. I don't know.
I don't.
I love them. I mean, guys, anybody sending emails and questions like that need to be kind of like understanding. I don't know a lot of these guys.
What do you think of him, Joe?
I've only seen him in Impact, and obviously he came in. He's a big guy, made a big impact, but I don't remember him in NXT. Obviously, this guy saw him in NXT, saw a little something in him, and was pissed when they didn't use him. But now he's going to get a chance in Impact. So there you go.
Yeah, they're using him in Impact, and we'll see what he can do. You know,
The next is from P. Alberto Sanchez. Subject is question. Hey, Vem. Oh my God, this guy's get the kazoo ready. Okay. Hey. Them/they. He's referring to us by our pronoun.
Yeah, like we're snowflakes or something.
long time listener.
Okay, yeah. All right. Recently, Nia Jax has publicly talked about how dangerous Ronda is. On last Monday's show, that was 2 Mondays ago, by the way, Nia performed a move on Kairi Sane. Kairi audibly said, "I'm not set."
Yeah.
And Nia performed the powerbomb anyway, causing Kairi to hit middle turnbuckle where she couldn't protect herself as opposed to the top turnbuckle. After this, among breaking Becky's nose, not catching Charlotte at the tail end of the moonsault, separating Bayley's shoulder and throwing her out of the ring, concussed Zelina Vega, the list goes on. Why is she still employed with WWE? Is this a nepotism thing? People have been fired for being far less reckless. See Kennedy and Ken. Oh, so why is Nia given a free pass? And isn't it time for Nia to shut up about Ronda's work in the ring? P. Alberto Sanchez. We talked about this last week.
Did,
but let's just reiterate.
Yeah, our
it
listeners.
It is bizarre. It is bizarre, you know, her standing with that company. Because she like we talked about, I had no idea about this, that she had walked out twice.
Yeah.
Like we talked about that, Conan.
Right, yeah, we talked about that.
So obviously she's protected.
Like I said last week. She walked out on them and they still went to call her. Like, bro, what is she selling tickets or some shit? Like, no.
Hey, she's the Rock.
Right. I know the Rock and the Samoan thing and all that, but still, you got to be professional, you know? Right. Well, and on top of that, all that, you know, she fucking was very, very reckless. She was very lucky that girl didn't get hurt, you know?
Yep.
Very reckless.
Obviously, our listeners like to hear us talk about Nia and what happens with her in the ring and whether or not she
Yeah, but that's not
whatever,
cool, bro, because when somebody's giving you their body and they're thinking you're going to take care of them and you fucking are reckless, other people aren't going to want to work with you, you know, or people are going to, you know what? Don't do that to me. Well, I don't give a, just don't do it
to me. Let me say this. Her story would be different in our eyes if she would show a little more humility.
Right. She shows none.
She's mouthy on Twitter.
Right.
You know, she's mouthy on Twitter.
Yeah, the whole thing with Ronda's got to be a work, but she's still very mouthy. Like when she went after Kevin, like,
right.
Yeah. That girl is wearing something exactly like his girlfriend used to wear.
Right. So it's like, it's funny. It's just, I don't know. It's a different locker room. It's like, you know. So it's like,
just trying to get something.
Go ahead.
The subject of the email was kind of like nepotism and wrestling and whatnot. So since we've already answered the Nia question, I had a side question. What's the worst cases of nepotism you guys have ever seen in wrestling? Because it happens a lot. Guys, sons come in, brothers, cousins, whatever, you know.
Eric Watts, by far.
Really?
Oh, by far, because he was like, bro, he was in WCW. No, they gave him a push, and he was not ready. I liked Eric.
That's what I was gonna say.
Like, if you met the guy, he's a funny guy. He's cool and everything, but him getting the push that he want, bro, that pissed off guys like, you know, Arn Anderson.
Austin.
That pissed off some old school, you know, legend guys. You know, so it's easily the worst case of nepotism in the history of wrestling.
What about David Flair?
Because
Eric could go.
I don't. It's kind of weird. They used it. I don't really think Rick promoted him that much. Like, Rick never really. Did you ever see Rick ever go to bat for David?
No. Plus, David really didn't have it. You know what I'm saying?
I think they kind of wanted to just bring him in and kind of. I think Eric maybe like hired him because he wanted to make kind of like. Embarrassing because we want to get back at Rick. I don't know. That was, you know, but the worst case of nepotism to me was the Watts thing, because he got brought in with a push during a time when Dusty, Nikita, the Horsemen, so, you know, during a time of legendary wrestling, you know, then all of a sudden Eric Watts' kid's in there, and it's like, and plus the boys didn't like Eric Watts or Bill Watts.
Right.
Like, Bill Watts had a lot of heat with the boys.
And this was a nepotism, but this was like cronyism, kind of. Like, a lot of times Hogan would bring in his boys and everybody would get pissed off.
Right. Beefcake.
Because they couldn't go anymore. Yeah.
Right.
I actually heard, though, that Eric Watts and Cyrus had the best match in TNA pay-per-view history, if you remember.
That's what I'm going to do. We'll let Cyrus talk about that when he's on the show. But that's – could do that, Joe. Coney. Joe was a – the next one is from Adam R. Subject is opener up versus closer down. Option A, stay closed, Great Depression, flu seasons come and go, vaccine in a year. Option B, mirror Sweden's open economy, whose mortality rate is 11.4% versus USA's 5.4. Quick immunity within a month, while elderly and high risk can shelter. If infected, get the hydrochloride zinc CPAC, much less need for vaccine option. What say the K100 crew? First of all, the mortality rates are not really as high as they think, because the antibodies show way more people have had it than are actually being reported. And as they're doing way more testing, we're finding out more people are having it, so which means less people, the mortality rate goes down. But I'm 100% for opening this thing back up. It's been way too long. It's been ridiculous.
So how's it going? We're on Sunday in Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
How's it going over there with the opening up of everything?
Like I said, I went to the gym, no problems. So they have 15 people in the gym, just, and like, of course, I go on Instagram. I took a picture of going to the gym, and it's like, oh, you're being, you know, it's of course negative. My thing is like, wait a second. I go, the one thing the experts have told us is that if you're healthy and a good immune system, that's your best fight against this virus, because you're immune, because people, young, healthy people are the least amount of people that are getting it, right?
Right.
So I'm going to a place where the only people who are there are the lowest risk group.
Right.
So it's like my chances of getting it are very super unbelievably minimal. So where's the risk? Right. You know, the risk would be going to, you know, the grocery store, the old ladies, and touching the vegetables after them and not washing your hands and stuff. That's where the risk is. But in the gym, it's like everybody wipes down the machines. You're not on top of people. You know, it's like there wasn't a lot of people. There's a decent sized gym. It's like, I don't see where there's a risk at all. So.
Yeah, I think that's going to be hard before we see massive congregations of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, until I don't know what, you know, the, if they're going to have to, you know, have those head thermometer things. And then if you have a fever, you can't come in, and you're still going to have to keep your distance in big events. Mm-hmm. But I think everything should slowly start to be open like they're doing in Georgia, you know, just for the reasons you said.
If this is the new normal, there's no vaccine, we're eventually going to have to start doing this anyway.
Right.
You know, it's like what's the difference between now and 2 weeks from now? It's like, it doesn't make any sense. You know?
Right.
And plus two is like, everybody's saying, like, I heard the mayor of Atlanta was on TV, and she was talking about, she doesn't like the fact that like salons are open and stuff. I'm like, wait a second. It's like a hairdresser will see like seven to eight people in a day.
Yeah.
All right. That's one person cutting 7 to 8 people's hairs. And if those people are going back to their homes, and like, you know, bro, not only that,
I saw a picture.
A big group of people together, and somebody has it, and bro, spreads to a bunch of people at once.
Not only that, I saw a picture. I saw a video. They went and interviewed some chick in Atlanta that was was a hairstylist.
Mm-hmm.
She had a mask.
Yeah,
she had that face shield on.
She went through the whole thing, and like, you know, all the temperature.
They like, people are out there just, hey, everybody, you know, everybody's
like
fucking,
that.
Yeah, everybody right. knows there's a problem. They don't want to get it, and everybody's being cautious about it.
Here's the easiest thing you can do: stay away from people. Don't touch your face unless you've washed your hands beforehand. That's the simplest way to fight this.
And bro,
if everybody did that, in a few months, it would probably all go away, but people just can't help it. They like, you know, that's how it,
and
it
just so traveling. You know, here in California right now in San Diego, and like, this is like by law, I don't know if they'll fine you or not, mm-hmm. but you can't go like to anything that's open, whether it's a gas station or a grocery store, anything like that, without a mask now.
Yeah, they're doing
that.
Are
you serious?
Yeah, same thing here. You can't go into a grocery store or anywhere unless you have some sort of covering. Yeah,
it's kind of, I don't know, I think we're being a little, you know.
I think it's the new normal. I think
We need to develop herd immunity. More people need to get it, and fast, to get this thing over with more, you know, quicker, in my opinion. I don't know. It's just like, sometimes nature needs to take its course, you know? I don't know. But of course, everybody's going to heat. I'm going to heat for that, but I don't care.
No, I mean, that's what people eventually are going to have to accept and
say. It's the Sweden model. Yeah. And plus two is like, bro, I read this. You know, this to me is a telling sign. The mortality, this makes the mortality rate even lower. Is that like almost 1/4 of the cases in this country of people that have died have been in nursing homes?
Yeah.
Like it wipes out like entire it hits a nursing home and wipes these people out, you know?
Yeah, and that's what it hits, the old and the people with underlying conditions the most.
Right. It's sad to think, you know, grandma and grandpa, but this might be like bad thing to say, but like the nursing home is where they go to die, you know? And it's like, it's these people are dying, but it's like, that's, they're not in the nursing homes to live. They're there to die with kids so that they can die in peace and not alone, you know? So I don't know. Next is from Xavier. Question is, what's good? What's up, guys? I have a question for Conan. When the empty arena matches started, Disco was praising how better it was because the Mark fans weren't there ruining the matches. Now recently, he's not a fan because of the lack of the fans in the audience. Is it frustrating at times for you to deal with him? Jake Hager versus Moxley match. I felt that was one question right there.
Right.
Jake Hager versus Moxley match. I felt this match crapped the bed. The whole trying Ooh. To keep it in it. Hager Moxley. There was a couple Hager. Weeks ago.
Swagger,
yeah. Jack Hat. What was it? Jake. Well, his name is Jake Hager, right?
He's Hager now. Yeah, he was Swagger before.
Yeah, right. That's Jack Hager. I felt this match crap the bed. The whole trying to keep it MMA style the whole time, no pro wrestling moves, made it confusing. On top of not knowing what the actual rules of the match were. Second part of it was it's already pre-taped. How come JR couldn't have another commentator with him? P.S. Love the comments and agree with when you said Ronda is a snowflake. Ever since Ultimate Fighter with Misha Tate. Couldn't stand Ronda since. Hands down, my favorite podcast, peace. So you can answer the first question is that he says, is it frustrating for you at times to deal with me? Because I was praising the Mark fans not being there because the reason I said that was because the first empty arena shows, the Marks were praising the show. So of course I say, okay, it was the first show with no fans, being the contrarian and everything. Now recently I've changed because I'm having to watch a show and it is hard for me to watch a show with no fans. It's just difficult, you know? So now answer the question.
What is the question?
Is it frustrating for you to deal with me because this guy's saying I kind of flip-flop.
Yeah, like his opinion.
But I'm used to it.
The second one is, what do you think of the Hager-Moxie match, and couldn't JR have had another commentator there?
Wasn't a big fan of that match.
Well, to me, it was a no holds barred, and you're having a no holds barred match with a guy that can't throw a punch. Like Moxley was still throwing forearms the whole match in a no holds barred.
Did you see that match, Joe?
No, I didn't. I'm surprised.
All these long, it's just
that's
hard
another
to watch.
Thing, bro. That's one thing that I, because you said you saw the AAA show. That's the one thing that I made sure. All the matches are short because there's nothing worse than a long, boring match and then a long, boring match with no fans. Those matches should not be long, bro.
Right. Yeah, just have a bunch of matches, shorter matches, right?
Right.
That's it for the mailbag.
Boom.